Right. Well, I have a lot of money on the line daily. Just prop
bets. Did you bet on the games? Prop bets? What color is a Gatorade?
What color is a Gatorade?
Yeah.
Which usually, you know, most people say that for the Super Bowl, but I'm putting in 16. What color is the Gatorade prop bet?
And you always do clear, which is, it's never going to be clear. I don't think that's a flavor.
Arctic Frost is my favorite.
I think that's white.
What I do is I write in Propel.
You write it in, yeah. I write it in Propel. I got a question for you. Are you bankrupt?
I do it on my computer. And so my screen's actually covered in Sharpie right now that says Propel.
I bet on the coin toss, and I bet that it's going to land vertically.
Vertically? Me too. Yeah. Me too.
That it lands vertically on the ground, and they have to redo it. I've never won.
Yeah. I take 5-team parlays, dead ties.
All right, I think that's enough. I couldn't think of another one.
I think I escalated it about as far as it could go.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Pasta Party. I'm your host, Elliot Bromberg, of course, here with my co-host, Tony Ferraro. And we have another amazing guest for all of you. As we just found out, her parents are from the same part of Long Island as Tony's parents, which is crazy. She also has a Daytime Emmy Award. And she is a writer. She's Words and Reductus, Slackjaw Humor, and Flex Magazine. Please welcome to the podcast, Britt Miggs.
What's up, everyone?
So right off the bat, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Who is your favorite daytime TV doctor?
Okay, no reason. there's not a lot. I'm not going to say Phil.
No, you can't.
Because I don't actually think he's a real doctor.
He doesn't have a degree of any sort.
No, he's a showman. He doesn't. He's not a doctor.
I just wanted to make sure, you know, like slander, libel, I don't know what this would be classified as, but not Dr. Phil. I did work for Dr. Oz for a number of years.
What'd you
and
do
won
for
an Emmy for Dr. Oz.
Yes.
I did. It's like the only cool thing in my apartment is this statue that, you know, sits there, and then people get really excited, and I'm like, don't worry, it's just a daytime one, so it's like not even real.
Well, don't downplay your accomplishments.
It's just a piece of junk.
Dr. Oz has helped so many insurance companies sell medicine to people who don't need it. Be proud of that.
Yeah, he's also helped a lot of people sell fake supplements to idiots.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Thank you, Elliot.
I will say he is a cardiothoracic surgeon, so he's got the credentials. He's not Dr. Phil. It's something. It is something.
Is he nice on set, or is he an Ellen?
No, he's actually I hate to say it, but he's very, very nice. And I've heard some crazy stories about Ellen.
Are you reading cue cards right now? Is there someone in the background?
What? No. Everything there was good, and I am not hostage. No.
Well, that's a normal cadence for a sentence to have, so I believe you.
No, but I work in TV, so I've been around some kooky personalities before. But, I'm like teeing it up. I don't want to not.
I have a question. Is Dr. Oz taller than me?
Wait, how tall are you?
Keep in mind, Anthony's 6'6".
Not
going to
tell you. No, don't tell her. That's a lie. I'm not 6'6".
He's 6 foot. Okay, 6'7", and he's ripped.
Mm-hmm. No, tell me your real height, and then I will tell you the real answer.
I am.
Oh, God.
I am 69 inches tall.
You know that I can't do math. We already figured that out.
It's 5'9". It's
awesome. Okay.
It's accurate. It's just correct.
You didn't expect that, did you, Elliot?
So he is taller than you.
No, I hate him. What a jerk.
I know. This is like the so-and-so has outlived so-and-so. Like, this is the new thing. It's like, is Dr. Oz taller than you? And the answer is yes.
Yes. That's the Twitter account I run.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ellie, do you have any questions?
Do I have any questions? Well, I would love to hear
any.
No, we haven't done a prepared question in months. Also, so I don't know what you're doing switching back to the season one format.
I'm a wild card.
Five episodes. Yeah.
This is wild carding for me. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, you said you've worked for some pretty kooky personalities. You don't have to name any names, but what's, I guess, the worst producer or worst television person you've had to be around?
Okay. I'm trying to think of who was... Okay,
does it,
name,
does it rhyme with Bellen? Bellen.
Bellen Begeneres.
Who are you talking about?
Bellen Begener. Bellen Begeneres.
Shut up. Stop it.
It's good. No, keep going.
Wait, for real? I was just trying to think, like, I'm like, what rhymes with Degeneres? And I straight up couldn't figure out how to rhyme it without saying generous in it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's impossible.
You can't. It's like orange. I've heard really bad stories about her, but I actually haven't worked for her personally, so I can't say that. I do have one star who I will say just like set the bar for what I aspire to be, which is that she came into our studio and she made our grip and electric redo all of the lights to make her lit perfectly.
That's brutal. So mean.
And that was a day. But you know what? Because of who she was, I was like, you're allowed to do it.
Can we each have one guess? And if we get it right, you have to confirm it.
Sure.
Kelly Ripa.
No, I will say older.
Oh, wow. Older. Okay.
I'll give you like a, you know, hotter, colder.
Yeah. Judy Dench.
It was not Judy Dench.
You said older.
And you were like, Stewart. Judy Dench.
Is it Martha Stewart?
No, but no. No, it's not her.
Betty White.
No, Betty's...
Older?
No, younger.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm also like... Who are they gonna listen to this and slap me with a suit?
Absolutely not. It'd be crazy if this is the episode that gets us real hot, puts us over our four dozen listeners to mm-hmm. to thousands of people. I'd love it. And if you get sued, amazing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I don't
dog the, world out here.
I don't have the money for an attorney, but it was Barbara Streisand.
Oh, wow. Okay. She deserves it. She can do whatever she wants.
That's what I said. I was like, good for you, girl. Like, get that lighting right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know a single thing that she's ever done or produced, but I know she's famous. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
I know she's Jewish.
I was about to say, as the two Jews, like with Barbs, she is very important to us.
Mm-hmm. Big part of our culture. Don't know a single one of her songs.
See, you don't know
but
either.
I know she's... No, but I know, like, I know she's a big deal, and I know I should know more about her.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, have you ever had to work with anyone who was, like, very demanding, who was just, like, not famous? Like, were there any people, like, quote-unquote stars who were, like, so Barbara Streisand, A-list celebrity, she can get away with that. Any like lower tier celebrities who are like kind of outstepping how famous they were, if that makes sense?
Yeah. Oh gosh.
I don't have to answer these.
I'm trying to think. No, but also, okay. I could tell you who's really nice. Like, is that no one wants to hear? No one cares
Boring.
About who's nice.
No, I want to know that. I want to know who's nice.
Who's nice?
Oh, yeah. It's football Sunday. You know who is really nice? Julian Edelman.
Terry Bradshaw.
He's a nice guy.
Damn it. Oh,
I don't like that. I don't like the Patriots. He's too muscular to be nice. I don't believe you.
he was very nice. I have to be honest with you. No he was very nice.
So to kind of shift the conversation for our listeners, Britt just got married. Congratulations.
Hold on.
Do you have up your sleeve? You rascal, you dirty dog.
Oh, wait, hold on.
You trickster.
Hold on.
Come on.
Uh-oh.
Come on.
Hold on. Here we go.
Oh.
There we go. All right.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, I just wanted to get that in.
My question is, do you think I'll ever get married?
I absolutely do.
I want to say everyone, Anthony just put a fist on his cheek like a pouting six-year-old and puppy dog.
You think I'll ever find love?
You can't see it, but it's very
cute. He's kicking the dirt right now.
But you can't see that.
You can't see it. Yeah, the institution of marriage is strange. I think it's a lot of made up stuff. You know, child of divorce. I'm kind of like, what is this?
Me too.
You know, you get it. You're like, this is not real, but I did it and I'm happy that we did. So,
yeah. Did you have it in a church or did you skip the religious aspect? Or did you make it all religious?
It was actually like the theme was religion. And we had every
such a fun theme.
We had just like one of everything there. We had like a priest, a rabbi. No,
made a moil. Yeah,
a moil. And the moil was active in the wedding. He was doing it.
He was doing it.
Circumcising people.
Yeah.
He was doing the Italian half of your family.
He was circumcising everyone. It was crazy. Yeah.
Men. Women, children, stitching on extra foreskin to the Jewish guys and taking it out again.
Just for fun. Like the way that people have photo booths.
He kept doing the same hack joke. He goes, it's free, but I do take tips. And you're like, all right. We
who gave him a microphone?
That's a hack joke.
Yeah.
No, but we didn't have that, even though I have heard recently from my friends with children that there's like some kind of site called Rate My Moil, and like you can rate how well they circumcised your kid. So
is there a pepper that says how hot they are? Like Rate My Professor?
Like Rate My Professor.
Yeah.
We can only hope.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
So there was no religious aspect. My fiance husband, whatever, is fully Jewish. I am halvesies and...
Sorry. Get excited. Get excited.
For a full Jew. But I, you know, obviously realized that God abandoned us like a long time ago. So we are not religious. We had it outside next to a creek. Which was very romantic. And my friend actually married us. He got ordained online and did the whole shebang.
That's so fun.
It was really fun. I cannot recommend that enough. It made
and thanks for the invite, by the way. And I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I really wanted to go.
You know what?
Oh, Anthony, did you not get invited?
No, I was there. I went there. Oh, okay. I was the second moil who was there, the amateur moil.
I was gonna say he got circumcised. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, I was snipping.
They gave you a little play snipper, right?
Kid, like kid when scissors. You hand, yeah. Kids. Plastic ones.
Exactly.
No, but I don't. I mean,
they gave you like a fake plastic, like an operation type game, but for a circumcision.
Yeah, they were really accommodating. It was a fun time for me.
Everyone left with a T-shirt that said "I got circumcised at Brittany and Ben's wedding." It was like it was perfect. It was just really cute.
I went to Brittany and Ben's wedding, and all I got was this stupid, this dumb circumcision. All I got was this botched circumcision.
Okay, if we ever sell a T-shirt, that's the T-shirt.
That's it. I'll buy that merch.
That's cool.
Anthony and I are going to start making merch. And we should definitely be putting. We should be finding quotes from episodes.
Yeah,
we should be finding.
Oh, what a quote!
I think it's perfect. It's great.
All right.
I think we do improv off that. I think that's
yeah.
The
I
end.
Think we should. I think we can do some improv. Britt, all we need from you is a location.
It's obviously going to be my wedding.
Hey, I know. I'm just. One of the groomsmen, Ben, and it's not really my place. I know I just snuck in there. You know, I was last groomsman.
It's okay. You're here now. We value you, and you're a big part of this wedding.
Right. And maybe this isn't my place to say, but I'm worried that this. I mean, this, bro, dude. You know, we went to college together. We're good friends. We were roommates.
I know.
And you know this day is about you, right?
Yeah, totally. You're saying I shouldn't let you go up and kiss my bride, my wife to be? You don't think I should do that?
No, I listen, you gave me this itinerary of like things you wanted us to do, and like, Listen, I understand. You got the best man. You got Chuck to be the minister and to marry you to, and I think that's great. I think that's beautiful. But then as I go down this list, the tasks get weirder and weirder. I mean, you have Larry circumcising people, Brit's side of the family. Is she okay? Well, she
it's
know
a
about
Jewish
this?
Wedding. She knows about it. It was her idea. She said, I don't want a single foreskin at my wedding.
Wait, I'm sorry. I just overheard that people were being circumcised. I don't... Honey, we did not discuss this.
Was this one of my dreams again?
Yeah, I think it might have been. Oh, wait, so just... No, but we can figure it out. Like, how many people do you want to get circumcised? Because, like, I think I just need to run it by the wedding planner and then it'll be fine. But I just don't remember this.
Well, there's 100 people on your side of the family.
Right, right, okay.
And then I have 2,000 people on my side of the family
right,
here.
Right, okay, no, yep, you're, yep.
Mm-hmm. This comes from an Orthodox family, so you know how big.
Yeah, no.
You know how big those families get.
So huge.
And I hate to stereotype myself, but I have to imagine all 2,000 are already circumcised. So it should just be your family.
Okay.
Actually, I think the wedding planner's coming up right there, and oh God, they look like they're limping or something. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, does anyone have hydrogen peroxide to get blood out of my pants?
No. Okay, see, this is what I was a little worried about.
I just got... they're circumcised. This wasn't part of the wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. Ben, Britt, there's a madman running around with plastic scissors, and he came
is
after
it a mad man or a mad boy? Because there should
there's,
be two.
There are two people circumcising.
One is my dad, who just got online certified to be a Moyle yesterday. Mm-hmm.
He used Rate My Moyle, yeah.
Yeah. He got a big pepper.
Yep.
Because he's hot.
Mm-hmm. But I don't want you to be concerned. Listen. Wedding planner Sasha, it is not a big deal. There's only 100 on my side, so we just have to get through like 100 circumcisions, and then we're gonna get to the wedding, and it's gonna be great. I think it actually adds to the day.
Okay, well, I guess
it adds to the day.
Yeah. I guess it's your day. I was surprised. We hadn't gone over this, and I just wanted to make sure that everything was okay. Britt, Ben. Aside from, I guess, this circumcision snafu, is there anything, is everything else all right? I guess is what I'm here to find out. Is there anything else you need from me to make this day go as you planned?
Yes, actually.
Maybe we just run through the checklist. Okay, yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
What's on your mind?
Yeah,
right?
No, well, I was noticing, and I wasn't going to say anything because I didn't want to make a big deal out of it, but the cheese fountain that was supposed to be at the front is not operating, actually. I think it's spewing out something that is not cheese. So
it's definitely not cheese. It is spewing something. It's so hot, it is not cheese. It is clear. I don't know what it is.
It's clear hot.
Oh my God, it's...
You know what it is? It's okay, clear and viscous. It's gross. I don't know. It's not water. It is not water.
Well, all right. Well, this is embarrassing. Mm-hmm. We had a vendor issue, and I know what we were going to do is we were going to do the beautiful
Kraft
Gorgonzola. Gorgons. We lost Kraft. Gorgonzola.
Damn it. I can't believe we lost Kraft.
I made a decision. Concert. I know it was Ben and Britt's wedding brought to you by Kraft.
Yes.
And
Robert
sorry,
Kraft.
Right. And Julian Edelman is here. He is here. Yeah. Julian Edelman is here, just so you know. But I made a split second decision and I got Gatorade on board. I have an in at Gatorade, and they told me they could handle the cheese fountain, and what they have is a mozzarella flavored Propel that's coming out of that fountain. I know. Listen, I know it doesn't sound good. It sounds like a tough thing, but listen, here, I have a sample right here. If you just try this, I actually think they really pulled it off.
Okay,
I think they really pulled it off.
What do I dip into it? Because the whole thing with the cheese is like, you know, crackers and little sausages.
Yeah.
And
you don't take a glass to it and drink it. Even if people are on board, they're not going to know how to use it.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, we do still have crackers and pretzels and cheese and all that stuff. Okay. And like I said, it is viscous, so I guess it was weird that I handed you a... like you mentioned, it's hot and viscous. It's hot and viscous. So, yeah.
Why is it maybe hot? We could just propel. Why is it hot? Well, I guess it's running through the same system.
Because it's cheese. It's running through the heated cheese system.
Wait, did you say Julian Edelman is here?
Yeah. Julian Edelman's here.
Is he taller than me? Is he taller than me?
Well, he's not that tall. Julian Edelman.
Is he taller than me?
Okay.
Well, I am.
Ben, I don't mean to be.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What?
Take a dig at you, but you are 5'4". You are not a tall man.
Okay, Sasha. We did have a rule that no one could be taller than Ben at the wedding. So it's totally like we just need to ask him politely to leave.
Are you sure you? He's only 5'10". He's not, you know, it's not.
If anyone's a single inch taller than Ben, they have to be escorted out.
Yeah. So we have 2,000 people here shorter than him.
And then 100 on your side, also all shorter.
Yes, my grandma did not make it. My grandma was not on the list because she was 5'5". So.
Yeah. And then she died from heartbreak.
She did.
It was so sad. Okay.
Are you sure? We spent a lot of money on Julian. Are you sure you want to? I mean, like, he was going to give a whole speech and do some, like, I don't know, some football tricks.
Oh, wow. We do love football tricks. Football tricks. We do love those.
He was on Cameo, and he said live appearance football tricks. It was weird. And, like, we had already had the in with Robert Kraft, and I don't know. Is it so? You want him out? We can nix Edelman for sure.
I guess we can. I can make an exception.
Okay, he'll be the only tall person allowed at the wedding. It's fine. Okay.
Okay. We have one other problem.
Okay.
I know one other problem. Yep. Barbara Streisand is here.
Oh my god.
And she has requested that we change all of the flowers and the color scheme.
Oh my god. Okay, but
now. Oh. Britt, I know you picked all of that, but I also know Ben, she is your third cousin.
Yeah.
So I don't, and she is Barbara Streisand. And so honestly, like I kind of told her, like you do you girl, you get on that. I'm not sure that she started yet, but I guess I should say it's going to happen. And we are going to be going, I think likely from a gray blue to periwinkle, I think is probably what's going to be happening. I just want to make sure.
I think that's okay. My only other request is that the puce, I specifically requested puce roses, that they remain.
That, right.
It's important.
Hang on, let me pull up Google.
Barbara said I am very allergic to puce, and I think there's going to be, I think it's going to be tulips now. Is that a problem? Is that...
I mean, I'm...
I would just hate to say no to Barbara Streisand.
No, you can't. You can't. It's Babs. I totally respect that. I'm just trying to, like, not be a bridezilla right now and not freak out. Right. Like, I'm tempering my... Actually, if you guys have an on-site, like, mental health professional of some sort, like, that would be great.
Yeah, that's super normal for a restaurant to have. Yeah. You should have that. Yeah.
We don't have a mental health professional, but as part of my party planning business, I do have a mental health schmuck. He's kind of a guy that says a lot of things, and he sells kind of cure-alls and snake venoms and tonic waters to kind of schmucks and putzes. Maybe he could help you out.
Yeah, no, I just need to talk to someone to just, like, talk me off the ledge right now, like, of all these changes.
Right.
I think that would be
Sasha, really helpful. You should bring him in here. You leave and bring him in here. You leave and bring in that guy. I'm going to stay here.
Okay. All right. I'll be right back. Okay. I'll be right back. Okay. It'll probably take 30 seconds, maybe a minute.
No, that's okay.
I'll be right back.
Thank you for the heads up.
Ben and I need alone time anyways.
He's around. Okay, he's here somewhere.
We're
he's
about
definitely
to be married.
Here.
We should be able to talk for a minute without it getting awkward.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you, like, how are you feeling about all these crazy changes the day of?
I'm honestly overwhelmed.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm excited to lose my virginity later tonight, so I don't really care.
So am I. I cannot believe that I'm going to feel that sensation for the first time.
Freshly circumcised too.
Oh my god, yeah, no, I heard that makes it even better. Like ribbed for her pleasure. It is so
yeah
much
I got
better.
It ribbed. I got a custom one. I got a fade. I got a rib.
I heard that's so much better.
Yeah, it was honestly expensive, but I enjoyed like the conversation at the Moyle shop.
Yes,
like, it was nice. Yeah.
Which Moyle did you end up going with? Because I know there's a lot and they are rated.
Well, I had my dad do it.
Oh, remember, okay.
He got it online certified. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's better to be safe. So, like just someone, you know, someone you're comfortable with. Yeah. No,
but then it was super awkward because he saw my penis and I haven't seen his. So then I demanded to circumcise him. So it wouldn't be awkward.
No, that's probably for the best. That's good. That's good. I'm so excited for him to be my dad too. Cause that happens, you know, like we're about to be married.
It does happen.
We're about to be married. Do you think that he's gonna like it if I be okay with it if I start calling him Papa?
I think he's gonna like it too much.
Oh,
if I know my dad, it's not gonna, he's gonna go too far with it right away, and not in like a weird creepy way, but like he's just, he commits to bits so hard.
Okay so not Papa.
And he's standing next to he's standing next to that guy Sasha's talking to, so who knows who's going to come.
Did somebody order a doctor? It's me.
I can't
Dr.
tell yet.
Boss. Okay. Dr. Boss, somebody called. I was just talking to Sasha.
Oh
she
my
said
gosh.
Somebody's having a mental crisis or what we call a case of the sads.
Okay, I'll leave you two alone so you can have privacy.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, Ben. Dr. Boss, I have been... just going through a lot of changes, like not even the week leading up to the wedding, but literally the day of the wedding. Uh-huh. Like, circumcisions are going on. There's a cheese fountain kind of emergency.
Lactose intolerant, but I get it.
Barbara Walters, or no, not Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters is here. My favorite newscaster, Barbara Walters, is at the wedding. Oh my god! Like, I'm schwitzing right now. I've never had anything like
and
this.
And I'll be right back. It's in 60 minutes.
Barbara Streisand and Julian Edelman are here, and I don't know what to do. Like, there's just a lot going on, and I would really love if you could help me maybe through a guided meditation or something to calm me down.
All right, well, I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. Meditation is for suckers. It's for suckers and punks, okay? Meditation's never worked, all right? Listen.
We see he has pills in his pocket that say, "Welcome to the Mind Palace."
What I found in my many years of medical experience... Mm-hmm. Quotation, my medical experience. Yes. Legally, I have to do the quotation marks.
It's definitely making me feel a little nervous, I will say that.
Is that you just got a lot of bad juju in your system.
Okay.
And the best way to get bad juju out of your system is to up that heart rate. Get you beating faster, more blood to your brain. You're fast, more blood to the muscles. You're alert. And so I have these pills right here. They say, "Welcome to the Mind Palace." I don't go a single day without popping at least 3 of these suckers after my breakfast orange juice, 4 more after my lunch orange juice, and then 2 more before my pre-dinner orange juice with pulp.
We see that the pill container is clear and contains one big pill.
Okay, so if I want to increase my heart rate, I should take one of these pills, or should I just like go for a run right now?
No, exercise is for idiots and schmucks, okay?
Okay, yep.
How old do you think I am? I look as good as I do, and I haven't exercised a lick in my life. Not a day. How old do you think I am?
85.
115. Well, 115, and I'm 4'5".
Wow. Oh, that's why you're allowed
was
in.
Yes, my growth was stunted as a result of the pills.
Okay,
but I drink a lot of orange juice, so I get plenty of vitamin C. And my resting heart rate, feel this. Feel this. Give me your finger.
Okay.
Feel this.
Oh, wow.
You feel that?
Oh, that's
like a mouse.
That's like it's a like little a mouse. Baby mouse, actually. I know exactly like, what that feels
that's a,
like.
That's a cool 215, and this is a slow day. This is a slow day.
That's incredible. Okay, so let me pop.
You want to feel like this? You want to feel like this on stage?
Yes.
Yeah. Here, we just take stage. One of these. And we're going to start.
The world is a stage. Yes.
We're just going to. All right. You just need to. You just need to just pop one of these. You can also do it if you're a partier. You could take it as a suppository.
Oh.
If you want. That's up to you.
No, I'm sorry. Ben.
I'm not a doctor.
Ben
so.
is going to take my virginity later, and I just don't know if he's going to want to use that part. So I would rather take it orally.
All right, well, here you go. Here you go. Take this.
That's a really big pill.
Hey, babe. I was just thinking that later, when we have sex for the first time, we should do anal.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad that I didn't do
this. I think that should be our first time.
Thank you. No,
you guys want some, y'all want some lubricant? Because I am a man of, I'm a jack of all trades.
We'll probably need it.
That, except for... Yeah, I have my special lubricant. This is called Dr. Boz's Hot Stuff.
Why does it smell like mozzarella?
Is it spicy?
It's not.
Is it spicy? Why is there that big pepper on it? And it smells like mozzarella.
Well, the big pepper means that it's hot. That it's hot because sex is hot. All right? It smells like mozzarella. I will be honest. I'm half Italian and I am half Jewish. Okay? This is an old recipe. I collect mozzarella water when it festers
water.
When you age it, it gets very viscous and it makes a fantastic lubricant. So that's for you.
Okay, wait. So I just want to talk to Sasha again because I think that she's using the lubricant as our fountain cheese and I'm concerned.
And now that I'm thinking about it, why was she complaining about getting a botched circumcision earlier?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that checks.
Your father's been going around. He's been taking other people's foreskin, sewing it onto the women, and then ripping it off.
You know, someone's got to get him a beer so he chills out.
Someone needs.
Oh, it's
to get
pretty
him.
Hilarious. I gave him one of my pills, and that man is—he's running hot right now. I'll get Sasha back here. It's a pleasure meeting you. My name's Dr. Boz.
Thank you, Dr. Boz. You didn't help at all.
Thanks, Dr. Boz. What a psycho. Oh my God.
He really didn't. He made me take this pill and he's using the Propel. I did take it. I took it.
You should not have taken that pill.
We see there's a pill-shaped bulge in Britt's stomach.
Oh my God. My dress doesn't even fit anymore. My beautiful wedding dress. Oh, Dr.
Ben, sorry, Dr. Boz he told me to come back. He said you were asking for me.
Yes. I just am a little concerned. Like the Propel mozzarella that you're using in the fountain, is that also a lubricant that you got from Dr. Boz?
Well, Dr. Boz, I guess he was the one who he said, I got an in with Gatorade.
Okay.
But now that I'm rethinking the conversation, he may have said that he had an in with a gator that could aid us, and now I'm...
How could you mishear that?
That's... Honestly, it is an honest mistake. That's an honest mistake.
It was such a ridiculous sentence that I think my brain, in a moment of fear and honestly, maybe a little bit of laziness, heard what I wanted to hear, and I do apologize. I'll take the blame on that. But it does... tastes good. It does taste like mozzarella.
We see a big pill bulge in the bottom of Elliot's pants. Like he took it like a suppository. Sasha's pants.
Sasha, did you take one of Dr. Boz's pills?
And don't lie. Don't lie about it. We know. But don't lie.
Yeah. Yeah, I took one. I took one, okay? You know, planning weddings is stressful for me too, okay? And
I get
sometimes
it.
I just need to relax. And Dr. Boz, he seems like a straight shooter, honest guy. At least that's how I read him.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and I didn't realize at the time that his first name was Doctor and that he wasn't an actual doctor. Now, the quotation, he kept saying in my medical experience with quotations. And so I took his advice. He was like, I'll write you a script. And he wrote "Trust me, winky face" on a post-it, and I don't know.
It's an honest mistake.
I'm a single girl, and I usually don't get handsome men like Dr. Boss talking to me like a lot. And I did it.
No, it's okay. I took the pill too, so I just wanted to make sure we like are having our come up at the same time, and that like you know we could be buddies in this together. I don't know what I'm gonna be feeling. So,
right.
I'm hoping.
I'll tell you.
E5O from Julian Edelman has taken a pill and is having fun.
Oh my God, Julian!
Oh my God, he's so tall.
He's the enormous.
I'll take 2 circumcisions, please.
Oh my God, Julian! No, your penis. There will be nothing left. Julian, please.
Scene. Yeah, but that's what we do. That's what we do.
Britt, thank you so much for doing that insane, lovely, insane scene with us. It's our favorite thing to do.
So fun.
We really appreciate you coming on the podcast. Is there anything that you'd like to plug?
I have a show on the 20th.
Of September?
Yes. Oh, sorry. Time.
This will come out.
This will be after that. But what's the show?
Don't worry about it. It's also in a friend's backyard, so I have to like get you the exact location. But I am doing a show on the 20th. But no, so other than that, no, nothing. Just my Twitter, my Instagram. I'm always doing videos, weird characters, fun stuff like that. So, you know, follow along.
What are your handles?
At Britty Miggs. It's Britty like Britty and then Miggs.
All right, everyone, follow Britt on social media. You can of course follow me on Twitter at Elliot with 1T. You can follow Tony at Tony_Ferraro7 and stay up to date with the podcast on Instagram and Twitter at Pasta Party Pod. Thanks for listening, and as always, stay al dente.